Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. I'm your host, Scott Whitney, and today we're going to spend some time remembering... Damn it. My good friend and the co-host... Brett Grant, who would be making fun of me right now if he was here. Brett passed away last Thursday after a 7-year battle against cancer. And today we're going to spend some time talking about my experience with Brett, celebrating the crazy guy who he was. I'm going to share some videos with you guys. I'm going to share some... condolences we received from around the world. We've got video, we've got audio, and we've got a whole bunch of email as well. I look forward to sharing those with you. And I learned about Brett's passing last Thursday. It was a very weird experience for me. I got a text from a mutual friend of ours asking if I knew anything about it, and I didn't. Now, I had an immediate reaction of, you know, sadness, but it wasn't all-encompassing. It didn't feel right. It felt weird. I didn't believe it. It didn't make sense to me. And then the next morning, Friday, I had to go to work. I had some work to do in the studio. And on my way to work, I decided to turn on the radio station, KSHP, his station, to see if they were saying anything about Brett. And as I tuned in, one of their on-air guys, Mark, was taking calls with stories about Brett, and excuse me, he was sharing his experiences working with Brett as well. So it confirmed that Brett had in fact passed away. Now, I went into work and I did the work at the studio, produced a show or two, but the whole time I kept thinking to myself, I've got to go by his house. And I really don't know what the etiquette is for that, if you're allowed to do that, if you're supposed to do that. I didn't know. I don't think I really cared. I just felt like I had to go do that. So after I was done at the studio, I drove over to his house, and Brett lived in a cul-de-sac, and I pulled up into the cul-de-sac, and his mom was walking, I think just, you know, having some alone time out on the street in front of their house. So I parked my car, got out, and I approached her, and she looked at me, and I, you know, put my hand out and shook her hand and offered my condolences. I said, "You probably don't know me, but I just wanted to share my condolences with you." And she was appreciative. And I said, "Well, my name is Scott Whitney. Your son and I used to do a show." And her eyes lit up a bit, and she said that he really, you know, I'm sorry. He really appreciated it, that he had a good time. He loved the show, loved the people on the show, the fans, you know, the audience, and he appreciated my friendship. And she said, "Well, you have to talk to Don. Don is Brett's dad." So we moseyed up to the house, and the garage door was open, and they were cleaning out the garage, and Brett's two boys, Dom and Zach, were there. And so I offered to do anything they needed. You want somebody to take somebody to the airport? I'll do it. Pick them up. I'll do anything you need. And I talked to Dom and Zach a bit, and had a chance to briefly chat with Kathy and you know, talk to her a bit as well, and told them that we were going to dedicate this show to Brett. And they were very appreciative of that. So we're going to do that. We're going to get them a copy of this. And when I left, man, things changed. I think it became real. I'm at an age now where it's not uncommon for people you know to pass away. But it really hit me. This is really weird. downward pressure. Kind of a... this did not happen in rehearsal. I was surprised by how much it affected me. And, clearly, I miss him. I want to begin by saying, maybe I should have had a drink beforehand. First, I want to offer my condolences first to Don and Margaret. A more charming couple you're never going to meet. There is no greater pain than the death of your child, but What I'd like to say to you two is, I hope you have had a chance to read what people are saying about him, especially on his Facebook page. He has hundreds and hundreds of people saying lovely things, and I hope you can take comfort in knowing that the man so many people loved and so many people respected is that way because of how you raised them. You know, it's kind of funny when when I was talking to Don about the show, he was saying, there was this video we had of him, and this video he shot in our patio, and they knew about the video, but they didn't quite know what it was, and they didn't have a copy of it, and his dad said that they felt that it was his farewell video. Well, what it was the video, the last video that Brett sent to us, to our show, that we played back in, I think it was mid-September. He asked if he could get a copy of that. I sent him a copy of that right when I got home. And I want to share that copy with you right now. This is Brett's last video we got from him. And what you're going to see here is you can tell he's sick. But what you're going to find is a sense of humor. You're going to find fight, and you're not going to see any pity in this man. This is the last video I got from Brett.
Hi, and welcome to... What the fuck's the name of the show again? It's been so long, I can't remember. Oh, it's the Living in Las Vegas podcast. I'm Brett Grant. At one time, I was a host of the show, along with Mr. Scott Whitney, who's over there somewhere. This is Grant Manor, with a window and a door, and a loud German Shepherd, loud traffic, and a beautiful day here, as always, in Las Vegas. I caught about 30 seconds of the show last week, and it just pissed me off. Right from the get-go. Now, first, let me give you a little disclaimer. This video might be as bad as anything Danny's produced ever. I mean, it's gonna be god-awful. So, I'm not really a pro at this. But it's good to see y'all, and thanks for having me back. Anyway, so I'm sitting out here today, and I'm reflecting back on what I heard last week, and Pimp and Wayne, who I know a little bit, has been helping and hosting the show with Scott, and doing it every other week, and they're talking about a long-term contract. A long-term contract? Wait a second. I hosted this damn show for years. Pretty well, I thought.
Indeed.
And Scotty always said, hey, Brett, whenever you want to come on back, well, come on back. So about 7.5 years ago, Scott had given me a contract to read. I'm still reading it. I look at this thing. You thought Obamacare was hard to read. Holy shit. It doesn't say anything about compensation in here anywhere. Nothing. Not a word of it. Yet there's Pimp and Wayne, pimping his new deal. Hey, pimp you, Bafungu. I tease, because I care. Anyway, let me get this away. So, all respect, Pimp, and love the show. I'm teasing. I know you know that you know that I know that you know that I know that I'm teasing. To the rest of you guys that do these videos, yeah, you guys do awesome work. Awesome work. As for me, I'm doing fine. I'm hanging in there. I appreciate everybody saying hi. Take care. God bless.
I Yeah, very, very impressive, man. Now, when I was talking to Don as well, he brought up the Christmas special we had, and he said, you know, that Christmas special, either you should have had no rehearsal or you should have had a lot of rehearsal. And I said, well, we did the first one. We had no rehearsal. And he said, well, then you should have had a lot of rehearsal. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought we had a pretty good time at the Christmas thing. Okay, we're not going to win an Emmy. But, you know, as I look back at it, I think Brett had a good time as well.
Wait, that's my line. Las Vegas.
Perfect. And by the way, your two hosts. Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
You make a nice elf.
Where's my freaking chair?
Get out of my chair. Get out of my shot. You are a very good-looking man right there.
Hi,
that's Santa Brett. Actually, you gave away the whole joke. Get off.
I didn't say
He's
that.
He's my co-host. It's Brett Grant, everybody. Over under is 61 minutes. Okay, so let's get started. Down the chimney, Saint Nicholas bound at a boy. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toe. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
On eBay.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head. I don't know. I thought we did pretty good there, and you know, by the looks of it, I think he had a very, very good time. It was a fantastic time to be hanging out with Brett and everybody there as well. To Kathy, I'd like to say that I simply cannot imagine the pain that you're going through right now. I think that much of this physical reaction that I'm having has to do with me relating my life to what's happened to you, how I would feel if Melissa passed away or how Melissa would feel if I passed away. It's just hard for me to get my head wrapped around it. I do want you to know this, that Brett was very proud to be your husband. He thought you were a fantastic wife, a fantastic mom, and said many times that you were the very backbone, the fighter of the family, especially during Brett's fight with cancer. I will say parenthetically that I think that he was probably a little bit afraid of you. And he's admitted that. You'll see this a little bit later. And I said to him, but, you know, she's only 5 foot nothing. She's like, yeah, she's full Italian. You do not want to mess with her. Fair enough. To Brett's kids, to Dom, Zach, and Emily. You know, I just met Dom and Zach, like I mentioned, a couple days ago. But I actually felt like I knew these kids more than you would think I would, given the fact that I'd never met him before. Because Brett was always telling stories about his kids. He was so incredibly proud of the three of you. And you know, it's a part of a parent's job to instill life lessons to our kids so they turn out to be productive adults, great people going out and doing good work out there. And although your time with your dad was short, and that's not fair, what I've seen from the stories that your dad has told me and just watching what you guys are doing on Facebook, you have learned a great deal from your father. And I think you guys are well prepared to being a positive force in the world. So what about me? How did I know Brett? Well, I first became aware of Brett back in August 2nd, 2005. I had moved to Las Vegas on August 1st, 2005. So it was my second day here in town. And I was driving around doing some errands. And like I often believe you should do if you've just moved into a place, is I was listening to the radio, particularly AM radio, talk radio. That usually gives you a good sense of what's going on in your town. And so I'm driving around and I'm listening to whatever is out there. And I come across this wacky thing. Let me get the audio out here. Hold on for a minute. There it is. I come across this wacky
show. The Bee Gees at the
show.
Excalibur, $100 value for $35.
I'm like, what? What is this thing? So I drive into my driveway. I'm up here in Aliante, South Reno, as many people know it. I pull up and I'm listening to this radio shopping show. Never heard of this thing.
Wonder why that would be.
But I'm fascinated by it. So I pull in, turn off the car, and I sit in my driveway for 60 minutes. I've never done that before for any radio. And I'm like, this is fascinating. Whoever came up with this is brilliant. Well, what happened was this radio shopping show concept started in Chicago. There's actually two stations there. And Brett was there, and Brett went west, young man, and he brought this thing to Las Vegas. This was 18 years ago that he did this. So I'm thinking, okay, this is pretty cool. Fast forward 5 years, I start the Vegas Video Network. And one of the hosts on one of our shows knew Brett and wanted us to meet, to get in touch with each other. So I'm like, okay. Maybe he'll put some Vegas Video Network shows on KSHP. Now, when he told me that, this host, I'm like, okay, hold on. I've had a couple interactions with traditional media about the Vegas Video Network, and it really wasn't too great. Most people were either they kind of poo-pooed it or they were somewhat hostile towards what we were up to. And so while I appreciated the chance to meeting Brett, I figured I'm going to get a little bit of the same here as well. So we go and we walk into his office, and I immediately was like, well, this is interesting. It's covered in sports memorabilia. It's got family photos all over the place. It's a little messy, but super comfortable. So we sit and we start talking, and he's not grilling me. He's not doing it. He just wants to know how stuff works. He was not intimidated or threatened by this in any way, shape, or form. He just wanted to know how stuff happened and wanted to make things happen for himself. I'm like, this is awesome. So we became connected with them. We actually started putting some shows on the KSHP radio station. And it was kind of cool to be a part of the KSHP family, I have to tell you. I got to say I was on the radio, which was pretty sexy to be able to say. I remember when this all first started, one of the shows we had was a show called Pub Crawl, and David Ivey did his Facebook post. I can still see it today where he pulled over and he's like, I can't believe this. I had to pull over. I just heard myself on the radio. That happened because of Brett Grant. So as we continued to do this kind of work with Brett, we decided to do some live shows from the KSHP radio station itself. And we started with actually shooting the radio shopping show. He was the first radio station, and I think still to this day in Vegas, to do broadcast quality, multi-camera stuff. He was pushing boundaries. He wanted to make stuff happen. And I dug that about him. There were people who had bigger stations, more money, and they were afraid of it. And Brett was like, let's get at it, which I thought was pretty cool. Then we decided to take one of our shows called The Odds Couple and move it into the station. And we did. And it was hosted originally by a gentleman named Anthony Padilla and Scott Pritchard. And eventually, Anthony had to take off, and so I brought Brett in. Now, I liked Brett. I knew he was a good guy, but I really didn't know what kind of a broadcaster he was. He just fit right in. So much so that one time Scott was not on the show and they thought it was a good idea to have the two of us hosted together. And you know you're a good broadcaster when you can handle me in sports because I don't know squat about it.
Apparently I am.
Oh my God.
But good morning. Let's start over again. And welcome to The Odds Couple. No Scott Pritchard today, although he will be with us on the phone line.
Scott Whitney has been taken out of the mothballs.
I haven't. I think what happened was I did the show on Monday, and Scott was so embarrassed by it, he simply decided to leave the state.
Yeah.
Which is smart. He's a much smarter guy than I thought he was.
And he's getting a police escort as well. Or maybe it's not really an escort.
Well, he's getting a police escort for other reasons.
It's an escort if they're in front of you, but not if they're behind you.
Yeah, if they're behind you with lights on, it's a problem.
It's a chase.
It's a chase.
It's OJ. Actually, the White Bronco story, that was just the anniversary just came by a couple
of
days
ago. I was in Southern California when that
really?
Happened. It was crazy. I was in sales and marketing at some company, and we all stopped selling and marketing. We just watched it on these little TVs in the office. It was amazing.
I remember I was in Chicago. This was, 1994, right, is when it happened? It was the World Cup was in the United States.
Yeah.
So I was with my brothers and my dad waiting to go to a World Cup soccer game at Soldier Field in Chicago when this thing all happened, was breaking out.
It was crazy. Just an odd – I was so much fun working with him in that experience, And it just kept going and it kept going. And by the way, and that's why it made perfect sense to me when, Majors, he's done some, broadcast television work, a lot of play-by-play work in basketball. And the guy is smooth like butter, man. It's so much fun to watch him work. I mean, I said this a few days ago on Facebook. He is one of the best broadcasters, probably the best broadcasters I have ever seen. Fascinating. So as we continue the story, I started this thing called the Vegas Video Co-op, and he was one of the first members. Again, him thinking a little bit advanced. He's like, okay, well, I want to do these videos where we highlight the different places, offerings that we have. I'm going to do it on video and have some fun. I'm like, okay, cool. Here's what we'll do. We'll plan this stuff out. It'll be very scripted. We'll get all these graphics. He's like, nah, I got this. Don't you worry, Scott. I'll just have my list of the companies we're going to talk about. I'll send you the websites, or you can go get the websites, and we'll just kind of go at it. I'm like, okay, we'll see how that goes, because I've had a lot of people tell me they can do stuff in one take, and they can almost never do it. Well, he could. And what was interesting about that time is he went through, a lot of the cancer treatment. And I'm going to show you a compilation of videos that happened during this time. And you're going to see again that his bravery is difficult for me to comprehend. And you'll see what I mean here.
Hi, and welcome to a new edition of What's New on the Radio Shopping Show. I'm Brett Grant, managing owner of KSHP Radio. And I'll tell you what's new. I'm bald. That's what's new. So welcome to a follically challenged edition of What's New on the Radio Shopping Show. We got some great things to talk
Ringling
about.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey, the 144th edition, the oldest ringmaster ever. He's 144. Okay, kiddies, let's get started. So,
it's the circus.
You can go rub elbows with the biggest and best in Las Vegas. Oh, God love him.
It's Can You Get. Two rounds of golf, valid any time Monday through Thursday.
With the Radio
After Shopping
12?
Show going on all summer long. Look at that. We're giving away cash. We are oh, I love that. Great, all that sound effects. I'm like in the Twilight Zone over here. That's awesome. Cash, what are we going to do? It's called the
tie. I'm sorry, I'm still feeling the effects of the Electric Daisy Carnival. Nothing like paying $400 to watch somebody push play. I say I never brought him anything. Here it is. It's the KSHP tote bag. Have you ever seen anything more beautiful? I've never looked better in my life. Wow, it is sexy, isn't it? Take it to the store, take it wherever $50 on our great merchandise, and we'll give you this absolutely free. This is Scott, so I'm going to step on it a couple of times.
Hey, that's $500. I could buy a lot of beer with that over there. Hi, and welcome to another edition of What's New on the Radio Shopping Show. I'm Brett Grant, formerly bald, but now I've got hair, thanks to this wonderful new KSHP Hair Tonic. It's available for you on the Radio Shopping Show at $8,000 an ounce. Absolutely.
That's what I've talked. That deserves an applause. And actually, in the live chat, they're saying the same thing. It's, amazing that he could keep that kind of sense of humor going through this hard stuff. I just was in wonder of him. And it was funny. We spent a lot of time together doing that. We have an hour and a half for a co-op session. He was knocking these things out in about 5 minutes. So we kind of hang out and BS with each other. And I think like old people do, older guys do sometimes, We started talking about ailments. I think he said he was complaining about or talking about having gout. And I'm like, you know, I have this ingrown toenail thing that is kicking my ass. And then, you know, back pains and guess what he never said? Oh, yeah, I've got cancer. It just never came up with him. During this time, while he was coming in, I should back up. During the time of the co-op, I had stopped doing Living in Las Vegas. Melissa wanted to take a break. She was very, very, very busy with her job. I wanted to take a break and focus on the co-op. So we stopped for a while, and Brett was aware of it, and he had seen some of the previous shows, and he started hammering me about starting the show back up with him as co-host. And this probably went on for months. Come on, Scott, we gotta do this. Let's do it. We're gonna have a great time. Let's go. He was relentless about this. So I'm like, oh, okay. You win. See, your wife's persuasive. The hell with that. So on March 10th, 2015, we brought back the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Now, he was my co-host from March 2015, episode 205. All the way to April 2016, episode 262. And I got to tell you what, it was a blast. Let me share something with you guys. Broadcasting is hard, and it is a balancing act. And the kind of show that I do is a very, very improv-based show. And you got to kind of be on your feet and be good at what you do. And the very first time he spoke on the show, I'm like, wow, this is going to be fantastic. My life is going to be so much easier than trying to pull this thing off by myself. And I think we had a fantastic time. It was really good stuff. One of the things that came up, though, was along with the fun, there was a lot of honesty and reality in our show. He was very open about his fight against cancer. And as a matter of fact, we dedicated a show to it where he explained how he first learned about his diagnosis. And I just want you to listen to and watch how he explains this. It's unbelievable. Do a little back and forth. But Brett, let's talk about just the initial diagnosis of your cancer.
Well, it all started at a 5,000-watt radio station in Fresno. Wait, that's Ted Knight. Right. Mary Tyler Moore.
Right.
Yeah. In 2009, towards the end of the year, around the holidays, I just wasn't feeling well.
Right.
And went on for through Thanksgiving, through Christmas, and I finally went to the doctor, and regular doctor, and he took some blood work, and he was a friend of our family's, and said, look, let's go get a colonoscopy. Let's make sure it's not anything.
Right.
I never said the word. Let's just make sure it's not anything.
And when you say you weren't feeling well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I was losing weight a little bit, wasn't eating a whole lot, was having a hard time, quite frankly, going to the bathroom.
Okay.
A lot of, discomfort and all that kind of stuff. And so, I went and got a colonoscopy, and, I was 42 years old at the time. I just celebrated, last week was my 48th birthday, so
right.
It was my sixth birthday as a cancer patient,
right.
Which is a big milestone.
Huge.
I woke up from my colonoscopy, and the doctor came over and said, you have cancer.
Just like that.
15 minutes later.
Jesus.
And I was pissed. I was angry. I was never,
you never got
more mad in my life. I wasn't devastated. I wasn't heartbroken. I was pissed. And
I was just angry.
That. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
There's no freaking way that's even possible. Because, I'll never forget it, because everybody else that was in there getting a colonoscopy would be saying, oh, your spouse or your friend or your ride will meet you out this door here in 5 minutes.
Right.
Mr. Grant, we need to see you over here.
Oh, shit.
So you're not allowed to drive on the, after you leave because you've been sedated.
I've had a colonoscopy.
Yeah. Well, and you're kind of sedated. They don't want you to drive, right?
I wasn't kind of sedated.
Yeah. I was kind of pissed and said, honey, give me the fucking keys. I'm driving home. All right. So that's what I...
See, that's so crazy to me that, I think I'd be a mess, and he wasn't a mess. He was angry. I mean, I actually believe that mindset contributed to him living as long and fighting for as long as he did. As I think about Brett, it occurs to me that for men, now this may not be for all men, but it seems to me that for men it's hard to find and to get really good friends. Picking real friends is difficult for me. At least it is for me. And Brett was a real friend. And as I've thought about this for a while, I'm like, well, you know, so what is the criteria? Why? What makes somebody a friend? Because, you know, it has to do with credibility. Is this person a credible friend? Which sounds a little antiseptic-ish, but it's true. And as I really thought about it, there are five things that makes somebody a friend, the five F's I call them. And the first F is family. And if you review the comments on his Facebook page, this is driven home. But he didn't just talk about it. It's pretty common for people to say, you know, my family is important. Yeah. But he actually made it happen. He was going to baseball games. He was coaching. He was visiting Emily in San Diego. I think he drove his kids to a bunch of baseball stadiums one summer. I mean, this is a man who didn't just say he was about family. He understood that if he had to balance his work and his family wasn't more important, and he was going to go down that path. I really respected it. The second F is fitness, and this is not about physical fitness. This is about does he cause stress to your fitness? We've all had people, friends who, you know, sometimes they just kind of rub you the wrong way. And I'm not saying that he and I didn't argue. I mean, clearly half the show is us arguing about stuff. But he didn't cause me the kind of stress that, you know, makes me not want to deal with folks. And he demonstrated a level of bravery, and this is not new news to anybody, that I've never seen before in my life. And it's likely that I never will see it. The third F is faith. And most people think when I say faith, I'm talking about God. And that may be for some people, but that's not what I mean. I mean faith in the other person, faith in his words. Can you trust this guy? Can you believe him and believe in him? Is he somebody who says something and actually follows through? I've complained many times about that being a problem in Vegas. He was the exception, the exceptional exception to that rule. If he was going to say something, I had faith that he would make that happen. The next F, the fourth F is finance. And I don't mean that he has a lot of money. I mean, this may be a man thing as well, but we men folk tend to attach some of our worth to our business. And if not that, it's a common language that a lot of us have. And I really respected his business acumen. He was a good guy to talk business with. We schemed about a lot of fun things. And I mean, to this day, I'm using information for my business that I got that he's used for his business. And as a matter of fact, we did a show about being an entrepreneur in Las Vegas. And when we did the show, I said, let's not tell each other what we were going to say. Let's just spring it on each other. And I listened to his stuff. I'm like, you know, geez, that was pretty damn good. I better write that one down. He was fantastic. And the final F is fun. Brett is what I call an easy laugh. And I love easy laugh. I'm an easy laugh. You know, I look for the laugh. And Brett was like that. He was so much fun to play with in the show because he was ready to go. He was ready to have a good time. But he was also quick, and he was witty. And that was fun for me. And what we're going to do is end this segment before we go into some of the videos and emails and stuff that we got. I'm going to show you some clips of Brett. Now, as you've seen here, up over here, you've seen a series of some of my favorite shots of Brett during the last year he's been on the show. And I thought to myself, you know, I think what I'm going to do is go through there and see if I can find the actual videos that those clips came from. So that I don't get them all, but I got a bunch of them. So here is some of my favorite times with my good friend, Brett Grant, who is part of the show.
Not Melissa.
Kids, this is the first show, by the way.
Now. A golf fanatic hailing from St. Louis, he made his way to Las Vegas about 45 years ago-ish. Don't really know. He's managing owner of KSHP. He's a good-looking man. His wings are on the right, but his heart is in the right place. Women love him. Men want to be him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett Grant, everybody. There he is.
How are you? Hey, good to see you. How are you, folks? Thanks for having me, Scott. It's great to be here. Not quite 45 years ago.
How long ago was it?
1996.
So going 47 on, years.
Yeah, nice math. That's Common Core for you right there. Exactly. No, yeah, November. In fact, it was Halloween 1996. We started driving across the country, and we came across Arizona into Hoover Dam. My brothers and myself and my dog. At the time, we collectively took a leak over the dam at 4 o'clock in the morning. God's honest truth.
Nice.
Hit the first casino we saw, which was right there in Boulder City. What is that?
Oh,
the
yeah,
Gold Stripe or whatever?
Gold Crap Stripe thing.
Had a crappy breakfast, lost our first money gambling, and we were off and running. And we stayed in the final weekend of the Hacienda Hotel. That's where
really?
We stayed.
Oh, no kidding.
Which is now the Mandalay Bay, on the
what?
Same property where Mandalay Bay
That's
is.
That's pretty impressive. See, so...
There you go.
This is Las Vegas royalty, arguably.
So when I duck and cover and hit the ground, he's protecting me. That's all I'm saying. They ring the bell, they go ding, and you just drop
just
to the floor.
Fall into the
I've
fetal
had a heart
position.
Attack. I'm done. He please, can't hit me. I'm on the ground.
Please don't hit me, Mike. I just want my $1 million.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Come on, Mike, don't hit me.
Okay, well... Right, that's. I hope I don't meet Mike now because that was funny. But I'm gonna get my. All right. Okay, here we go.
So
he sits down.
My wife called me at midnight to check on me. Called me at 4 o'clock in the morning to check on me, and called me at 6 to say where the hell are you?
Because they're about to be bonded, or they were bonded.
They're already bonded.
Okay.
She was up with them feeding.
She's like,
at
you're
midnight
out.
At 4 at 6,
okay.
And I had to be on the radio at 7.
All right, right.
I rolled into the house at about 6:30. And I had to be on the radio. And I remember, I'll never forget, I had a great night. I was winning money. That was why we never left and went home.
Right.
And she was very furious with me. And all I remember that morning before I went to go get on the radio was I was shaving, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm shaving, and I'm saying, I'm not afraid of you.
Wait.
Because she was furious at me.
Mila Kunis?
Mila? She's a little young for you, isn't she?
You know what? That's what Melissa said.
She's like 21. Come on.
No. Wait a minute.
I'm with Melissa.
She's an old soul.
With a young, you know what? I'm driving through the back behind the Peppermill, a Las Vegas legendary restaurant, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'm driving out the back, and I walk, and I'm driving, and there's a homeless guy sitting on the curb behind the Peppermill. And as I'm rolling by at about 5 miles an hour, I realize he's got his Johnson out and he's taking a piss.
What?
And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Who is Johnson and what is he? Oh,
yes. On the count of something's wrong with my Johnson.
What the?
They're gonna play a baseball game tomorrow.
With nobody in
the stands.
Isn't that crazy?
Really, you can't protect a ballpark
crazy?
So people can go see the game?
Isn't that nuts?
Peanuts, popcorn. Where the fuck is everybody?
Oh my God, Brett.
Cusser. Yeah, I mean, isn't it crazy? This one here.
Chicka chicka. Woodford Reserve.
Brett Grant.
Distilled in Kentucky.
Brett
Grant. Where all good bourbons are distilled. I found this a few years ago when they sponsored the Woodford Stakes at the Kentucky Derby weekend.
Brett Grant.
It's Woodford Reserve.
Brett Grant.
It's smooth. It's tasty.
Yeah.
It goes down smooth.
Ooh, yeah.
It makes you think like you're one of these guys that has lots of money.
Yeah.
It's only $32 a bottle.
What? Wait. What?
This week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast, where the f*** is Scott? Got a great story. It involves alcohol. Of course it does. Bocce ball and tripping. We'll talk about that. Plus, enjoy your listener emails. And, of course, we don't do anything without Have a Drink on Me. It's the Living in Las Vegas podcast where we shot this B-roll in 1994. And it starts now.
And the next thing I do, I look up, and I'm sitting underneath Scott's awning, and I'm looking at the bocce ball court. And I see Scott go ass over head, head over ass, and he's out for the count. All I see is your head go down and feet come up.
I wasn't out for the count. That implies I was knocked out.
No,
I wasn't knocked out. As a matter of fact, okay, good story, Brett.
This is called embellishment. Would you let me tell my story?
Liar,
of course.
Liar. All right, keep going.
Okay, regardless, you're on the ground.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, you're...
Can't argue
so
that.
I'm concerned. I think first of all, I thought you did it on purpose, like you were screwing around.
By the way, a lot of people thought that, and to that I say, thank you.
Exactly. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right. Thursday.
You call that a day.
It wasn't the girl in The Godfather? Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And then her car blows up, right?
Yeah, that was sad because she was cute.
Apollonia.
Apollonia is the gal with
from Prince. It wasn't
her name.
It wasn't Anastasia. It was
Papa Smear. Nope.
That's awesome. That's the best joke you ever said. That's
really
awesome.
It wasn't, but that was great. I'll take it. That will likely be.
I think it was Apollonia. Oh, that was classic.
The stud man.
Thank you very much. What's your friend? Is that Monica, you said?
Yeah, I have had a barium enema.
Yeah.
I've had it. I had to drink it. And I had a pain in the appendix area for 3 years, but I had my appendix out.
Okay.
And so I had to do all that
stuff.
So it
was a kidney? Or what was it?
You know what it was? It was stress. I was working with people who I didn't like.
Oh, is it back now? Is it still there?
Yes.
I figured it would be.
All right, Steve Eisen. Do it. Hold on.
Hot, sweet, and sticky. That's all I know off the top of my head.
You
rock candy, baby.
Go.
No. You're hard, sweet, and sticky. Can you light it or what?
Well, it's a bottle opener.
Let's just do it this way. I can pick up my phone. Here, how about this guy? There you go. Okay.
You're a candy baby. Hold on. It's sweet and sticky. Yeah, it's simple things, really, that keep us...
Oh, that's funny.
Brett Grant, everybody. Man, he was a good guy. All right. Got a boatload of comments, video, audio, and email. And I want to spend the time now sharing other people's thoughts about Brett. I'm going to start with my wife, the person who Brett replaced. Not biblically, but here on the show. So many of these are just fantastic, and Melissa's was great. Here's Melissa's thoughts on Brett.
Hi, everyone. Melissa Whitney here. This is a short tribute video for Brett Grant. When my husband, Scott, said that he was going to be dedicating this week's Living in Las Vegas podcast to Brett, I definitely wanted to do a video and share a few things with all of you. I did the Las Vegas podcast for, you know, quite a few years with Scott, my husband, and we had a very unique relationship in that we were married and coming to Las Vegas together and experiencing all the excitement of Vegas together at the same time and sharing all that passion with all of you. And it was a big deal. We really loved it. And because of work, I needed to step away and focus on work. And so the Living in Las Vegas podcast took a hiatus. And when Scott said he was going to bring it back, I could not imagine, you know, who he was going to get to fill my chair. Not that that chair is anything special because I was in it, but just because of our unique relationship, being married and experiencing this all together. And then when he told me that Brett had agreed to do the show with him, I thought, oh my God, that's going to be truly like magic. You know, let's face it, Scott is he's tough to handle sometimes. And
I just want to say that that's not true.
And opinionated, and who could keep up with Scott and really give Scott a run for his money, and so Brett joined the show, and he was just perfect, and his passion not only for Vegas but sports and politics and his family, all of that came through, and you could just see how much fun Brett and Scott had together, and it truly was magic. And I think all of you could see that, and you guys just immediately bonded with Brett and saw, you know, how special he was and what he brought to the show. And he was just fantastic. And I'll never forget the night, you know, the show is done in the evening and sometimes goes until almost 10 o'clock at night. And, you know, I can remember one time Brett knocking on the back door and I'm on the couch. He scared me half to death. You know, and in he comes. We have a quick chat about how he's doing. And, you know, and we just had this little moment together and laughing about Scott and the show they had just done. And he's just such a fabulous, fabulous guy, a true inspiration to me. And I know so many people, you know, and he's just such a fighter and always upbeat, always so positive, truly somebody that I think we all can look to as a role model. And he's going to be so, so missed by me and by Scott, by so many other people, and especially his wife and children, his family. I know that Brett is such a special, special person. He is very much loved and will be very missed. But he's somebody I'll think about forever. Just what a fighter he was. And somebody that I know I will look to when I have a challenge. So, you know, I think that says a lot about Brett, that it's not just me that he had this impact on. You can just look at social media and the outpouring of love and admiration from so many people that Brett has impacted in his life, both new friends and old friends. You can just see how very special of a person Brett Grant was. So this is a short tribute to Brett. He's just such a special person, and we're really gonna miss him. And I'm so thankful for the time that I was able to spend with him and that I was able to get to know him. So here's to you, Brett Grant. You can take my seat over anytime, and thank you for all the good memories, and thank you for being someone that I will always look up to.
Thank you, Melissa. Some emails. First one came from Grace. Now, I got an email from Grace's mom, and she wrote, "Hey, Scott, my mom, Grace Kahovec, worked with Brett for 18 years at KSHP. If you've ever walked into the KSHP station, the very first person you would see is Grace." And she asked if she could send a letter in for tonight, and of course we said yes. And here's what Grace wrote. "Dear Brett, hoping you realize how valuable you have been to me in the last 18 years of working for you at KSHP Radio. I will miss you physically, but you will always be in my heart. And most of all, thank you and your family for always including me in your lives. Thank you. I will miss you and love you. With the most deepest thanks and love, Grace." I also heard from Wayne. And Wayne wrote, Usually I like to be the witty one and make people laugh. But I have nothing funny to say today. The adage goes that life is unfair, but that's a misnomer. Life is flat out against you. Nothing could be more evident of that than the passing of Brett Grant. I only met Brett a scant two times, which makes this hard for me to write, but not for the reason you might think. What makes this hard is having to acknowledge that I will never get a chance to know Brett better. Brett lived and worked in an industry that I aspired to, but could not achieve. He co-hosted Living in Las Vegas while I was just a fill-in. He was without question a better man and host than I could aspire to be. Which reminds me of something I need to correct. One time, in an attempt to be funny, I compared previous co-hosts of Living in Las Vegas to lead singers of Van Halen. I called Melissa David Lee Roth, myself, Sammy Hagar, and Brett Gary Sharon. However, I would highly doubt that Sammy Hagar looked up to and was as jealous of Gary Sharon and as I was of Brett Grant. Brett was the true rock star among us. Nicely done. From Jackie. Thanks for sending this video out to us. I know it was very hard for you. He's probably the nicest man I never met. Something I regret. If you have any info on services or places to send cards to his family, please let me know. I'm so sad for Kathy and his kids. He was such a great dad. They knew how much he loved him, for sure. Jackie. And then from Brian Estes. Hey, Scott. Just wanted to pass on my condolences to Brett's family for those and those closest to him. As a fan of your podcast, I have enjoyed the chemistry that you and Brett had on air. Your heartfelt message of friendship, loss, and strength was genuine and well received by this listener. Thank you for what Brett has contributed. He will be missed. Keep the faith and Godspeed. Very respectful, Brian Estes. Also received a nice video from our longtime chat player, Danny.
Hey there. I thought it was only appropriate that tonight I write a poem for my friend, Brett. I can't even believe we're having to do this tonight, but hey, here goes. I know normally you would read my poems, but I will do this one. And I didn't memorize it. I do have to read it. So this is the toughest poem, one I didn't want to write. But since we're paying tribute on this LILV night, I must say a few words about a dude I called my friend. For him, it's a beginning, but for us, it is an end. An end to his talented co-hosting spot. An end to his taking on the topics of Scott. An end to his reading Haddam poems I'd submit. An end to his busting my chops when rhymes missed. I will miss our discussions on Facebook, my friend. If you have any pull up there, can you make Trump win?
Oh, my God.
You'll be missed by so many, but your memories will stay. Here's a toast to you, Brett. Sure wish it hadn't ended this way. Hey, no more pain. We will miss you. And I send prayers to your family and to everybody. Raise your glass. Brett, you are awesome. Awesome dude.
Thank you, Danny. From Sharon in Minnesota. Scott, I have been a listener to your podcast since the start. I very much enjoyed your banter with Brett and Brett's RQS, which is Real Quick Stories. He was one of the few who could take what you could give him and give it right back. My heart sank when he appeared in one of those recent episodes looking so very thin. My family and I went through our own cancer journey with my brother 8 years ago. Please extend my thoughts and prayers to Brett's family. You never know what cards you're going to be dealt in this life, so you need to make the most out of every minute. Sharon in Minnesota. So sorry to hear about your loss today, bud. I only met him a few times, but it was easy to tell he was a good, good guy. I lost one of my best buddies, Wink, almost 2 years ago to the day, and it still hurts thinking about the day I got the news. I feel for you, man. Let me know if there's anything I can do. This is from Doug Geinzer. From Ted in the live chat. Hey, Scott. I can't tell you how sorry and saddened I am to hear about the loss of Brett. Both of you on a personal level and on a professional level. Brett was one of those guys who got what you were doing back when so many people were scratching their heads at the importance of online video. Teamed up to air your shows on radio and bring you into his studio for streaming. It's good stuff. He was all in with it. Had a great on-air camaraderie with you, which I have to think mirrored the off-air relationship as well. It did. Gotta not only admire his fight, but that he got to live his life doing what he loved. He went out on top. Ted Newker. Thanks, Ted. Next. Dear Scott, I am so very sorry to hear that Brett has lost his very brave battle against cancer. And I cannot begin to imagine how his family are feeling, but as they say, time will help, and I hope they were able to build fabulous memories with him in his last few weeks so they can look back and smile through the tears that will eventually stop, leaving only laughter, smiles, and a greater sense of love. Please pass on my condolences to his family. And to you, Scott, once again, sorry you have lost a fabulous co-host and colleague, but more importantly, a great and valuable friend. Warm wishes and love, Laura from Scotland. Here's an audio from Kim, who is in Australia.
Hello, this is Kim Tolley, Kiwi Kim, from the Sunshine Coast of Australia. As a Living in Las Vegas podcast subscriber, I was saddened to hear of Brett Grant's passing. Brett was the perfect foil to Scott Whitney. Thoughtful, witty. I have missed hearing Brett on the podcast. To Brett's family and friends, my sincere condolences. Kia kaha, stay strong.
Thank you, Kim. A worldwide reach, Brett had. I actually saw something in the live stream just now, the live chat, talking about the reach of podcasting, and it was a pleasure to bring Brett into that family. It's a very important world for me, and having him get in there and have that effect on the folks in the live chat and around the world was fantastic for me. If you remember, I talked about a show called The Odds Couple. One of the hosts was Anthony Padilla. Here's Anthony.
Hey, comedian Anthony Padilla here and former co-host of The Odds Couple with Scott Pritchard on the Vegas Video Network. And for a very, very small stint, Brett Grant was part of that. And Brett was always gracious. There's nothing I'm going to say that everybody else isn't saying, that everybody else doesn't already know. But I always loved having the opportunity to work with Brett. It was such an honor to get to know someone like him. From the first day that we were at the radio station, he just clicked with everybody, and that's pretty rare. But we all really enjoyed him and the banter, and we would always go back and forth on Facebook posts about sporting events, or you know, I would post something about the Cowboys, and he'd give me a hard time, or during baseball season, he'd post something about the crappy St. Louis Cardinals, and I'd give him a hard time. But it was always in fun, and I enjoyed that a lot, and I'm really going to miss that. It was really not a great day when I saw that we lost such a great guy. I guess Billy Joel was right, only the good die young, because he was a great one. And I'm actually on a beach in Florida, and this was so cool to me. I actually flew here today, and just so you can see, because I know everybody's going to think that, you know, I did this just for effect, but we actually flew through St. Louis to get to Florida, and I thought it would only be appropriate if I stopped and got a little St. Louis batting helmet, because I mean, there was just no bigger fan than Brett Grant. And just to prove it, here's my flight itinerary. There it is there, changing planes, St. Louis on the way to Fort Myers. Just, Brett was a stats guy. And I know there's some people out there who are going to be like, he just got that at the store. So there's your proof. I know that in every other picture I've seen, it's a thing to toast Brett. Nothing says Brett Grant like America and Budweiser. And I unfortunately cannot drink this because I have a gluten allergy. So this is also for effect. Mm. But I do, in this blue solo cup, have a little bit of vodka. So I'm going to toast him with this. I'm going to pour a little bit into the St. Louis batting helmet. So here's to you, buddy. We're all going to miss you. This is a Hispanic thing. You actually pour that out for your homies. So you are a homie, Brett. And I just want to say, only Brett Grant would be such a Cardinals fan that he would rather leave this earth than watch the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. Miss you, buddy.
Thank you, Anthony. Yes, he is a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian, Glenn. Continuing on from John Herman. Scott, I just wanted to say how sorry I am to hear about Brett passing away. As soon as I saw the title of the video, I knew it could not be good. Please pass on this fan's condolences to his family. It is truly a tragic loss. Best regards, John from New York City. Speaking of New York, from Glenn. I didn't know Brett personally, just from Facebook and the Living in Las Vegas podcast. However, he is someone I will always remember. From Facebook, I learned he was an incredible father and family man. And from the podcast, I'll always remember him as someone who could go toe-to-toe with Scott any day of the week. Scott has some pretty strong opinions on the podcast, and Brett was never one to back down. He gave right back to Scott and always made strong cases for his beliefs and his opinions. This all made for great entertainment, and you could always sense the friendship and admiration that both Scott and Brett had for each other. Brett will be missed. Thank you for the memories. Glenn from Syracuse, New York. Don, real quick. Scott, I loved Brett's humor. I hope he's up in heaven letting Harry Carey know the Cubs have a chance. Hey! Ah, see, I suck at that. I'm sorry. My apologies. Holy crap, that was terrible. From Chris and Lorraine. We had just come in from a night out in the UK. A bit downhearted after losing a few pounds at our local casino, seeing our team Everton lose today, feeling the world is against us, then hearing about Brett made us feel cold and sent our hearts, and we send our hearts out to his wife and two boys and his daughter from the UK. Our thoughts are with you. He had a huge effect on people. It's impressive. This is from Barb. Shotness, which is not actually how you pronounce your last name, but the way I've been pronouncing it since the beginning. So, Barb, I apologize for that.
Hi, everybody. It's Barb Shotanis from Salem, Wisconsin.
Shotanis.
Like all of you, I was very sad to hear about the passing of Brett Grant. While I never had the chance to meet him in person, I did, through the magic of video, have an opportunity to invite him into my living room on many an evening. And even as I think about him now, I can see him at the microphone, headphones on, smiling, laughing, perhaps having an occasional contentious debate, and just sharing his thoughts and his insights into all things Las Vegas. I'm really glad I had a chance to be part of some of those moments. And Brett, until we can get together in that great live chat in the sky, thanks to the magic of video, I'll be seeing you.
Thanks, Barb. This is from Van Coleman.
This is Van Coleman from the Basketball Channel, who happened to be one of Brett's partners on the radio. Did a radio program called Ballin' Live with him, and also did a lot of TV games and radio games, calling live play-by-play, and I did color. Brett is a tremendous play-by-play man, but let's get to the real thing here. Las Vegas lost one of their best citizens, one of the best guys I've ever met in my life, period. I met him 3 years ago when I first moved out here to Las Vegas, and he was recommended as someone that I should do play-by-play with for the Basketball Channel. Got to know him very, very well. What a wonderful human being. This is a trusted, loyal friend who would do anything to help those that he cared about. Has a great family man. You know, there's nothing that he enjoyed more than going watching his sons play baseball and to be involved in that. I know he coached them when they were younger and had a lot to do with Little League and Pony League and things like that here locally. But this man loved sports, loved the people he was around, and there's no greater friend. I tell you, I feel so bad for Kathy and Emily and Zach and Dominic because they lost a great, great husband and father. And the city of Las Vegas lost a great, great man. I can't say any more because bottom line is his life spoke for him. He was a tremendous individual, a tremendous friend, and we're going to miss you, Brett. All right.
Thank you, Van. Continuing on from Bob Corin, Scott and Melissa, so sad to hear of your friends, Brett, your friend Brett's passing. You were so lucky to have known him. Having a tear-eyed Labutz in his honor. WGOD has a new station manager. From Bob Corin. From Jim and Kelly Cowley in Wisconsin. Scott, my wife Kellyanne and myself send out our condolences to you for the loss of a great friend. Our prayers are with Brett and his family. I wish I could have met Brett in person. He appeared to be a guy that you wanted to be around. We both enjoyed watching both of you entertain us. Your podcast gives an escape from our real lives here in Wisconsin. Enjoy all things that are Las Vegas. The debates that you two had over eating at the bar in a restaurant was priceless. By the way, I won that debate. Let's not get crazy here. I won that one. I'm remembering how excited he was to take his kids to a professional hockey game in Vegas. It's not fair that he will not be there for the first game. We shared our Vegas story several months ago where I got busted looking at the girls dancing at the Cosmopolitan Bond Bar and had to buy an expensive purse of crystals for my wife. Brett took Kelly's side and made it clear how stupid I was. We loved it. Kelly is currently fighting breast cancer. Brett's story about his medical battles provided inspiration for her fight. I hope Brett knew how his stories on a podcast would touch so many people. Even more impressive than the medical stories was how Brett handled himself during his battle. He still smiled, he still told jokes, and stayed positive. He was a warrior. Jim and Kelly Cowley, Port Washington, Wisconsin. Scott, wow. Thank you for letting us know. So sorry for your loss. We will all miss you, BG. That's from Jim Gallagher. Live chatter. Carol, we actually got a bunch of YouTube comments as well on that video I put up just announcing his passing, and I'll read a couple real fast. One from Maui Dave. Very sad to hear this, Scott. You are a good man in doing this tribute. I related to Brett right from the first show I watched. He went to high school in the same town I grew up, and I know he loved the Cardinals. This is very sad. I wish you and his family the best. By the way, I'm Maui Dave from the chat room. And then Carol wrote also on Facebook, I'm sorry, on YouTube. It is heartbreaking to hear this news. Brett and I became firm friends on Facebook, and we enjoyed lots of banter and winding you up, Scott, as you well know. I would send him messages of encouragement when he was going through testing times and cheering him on, as he was very, very touched by the support he received from his friends. He adored his wife, his family, his dog, and was the most courageous man with the funniest sense of humor and wit. And Scott, you seem to be the best of buddies, just like brothers, and your laughter, debates, and opposite views really made the show work well, and you were both hilarious to watch. The show will not be quite the same without him. And know that you feel the same too. And we'll continue to make him proud by dedicating a show in honor to the lovely Brett Grant. Please send my heartfelt condolences to his friends and family. He is irreplaceable. Carol M. from the UK. Neil Mitchell, also from the UK. Since hearing the news of Brett's untimely death, I wanted just to take a moment to wish you the very best and to let you know that our thoughts are with you and his family. I know that Brett had been fighting for a very long time, but he always appeared to do it with great composure and dignity. I didn't know Brett personally, but I knew him through you and the stories that you shared with Sarah and I, and we've been when we've been with you. Stories of a man that saw life as an adventure and lived it to the fullest. This must be a very difficult time for you and everyone connected with the Vegas Video Network. My love goes to you all, and especially the family that he has left behind. Very best wishes, Neil and Sarah from the UK. Next up, we've got Bob, a longtime contributor to the live chat. He's provided a moment of silence with some of the videos and graphics that he's done over the last year. I don't remember all these. Very nice. Thank you, Bob. That was very good. Continuing on. These are great. The live chat's getting it. Melissa, that was awesome. These are great, very nice. Bob is very good at that. Next up, some more emails from folks, from Charlie Lipset. Scott, I was deeply saddened to hear that Brett had passed. He struck me as a hardworking and passionate man that possessed a wonderful sense of humor. It is such a shame that someone with so many talents should leave so young. Please accept and extend my heartfelt condolences to you and his other friends. Please pass my condolences to Brett's family. Even though I did not know him personally, I will miss him very much. From Charlie Lipset. From Michael from Chicago. Dear everyone, I am certain that there will be a lot of the same feelings of loss that many of those closer to the man and closer to the show will express in these letters than what I can send. My most heartfelt condolences. Brett's instincts as a broadcaster served the show well, adding the sense of knowing when to toss in a different viewpoint without moving the show off topic, keeping the breezy off-work vibe, yet keeping it informative. I'm looking forward to the best of compilation that will come. You'll excuse my viewing of it in pieces, but I like spreading things out. In this case, I'm going to spread out my farewell as well. From Michael B. from Chicago. From Era Astrope, a loyal podcast watcher. So sad to hear of the passing of your co-host, Brett Grant. He was a joy to listen to. Enjoyed his comments on sports and local athletic scene and had hoped to view him at Legacy Stadium in the future. Prayers to the Grant family for a truly great guy who will be truly missed. Who is this from? Oh, Gary Romberg. I wish to relay my condolences to his loved ones. My opinion of Brett is a very positive one. He possessed a zest for life. His give was as good as his take in the Scott-Brett exchange. I'm hearing that a lot. You gave me the nickname Mr. Testy because of my experiences with your spam filter. I didn't deserve the nickname, however, my wife says it fits. Brett would flash a wry grin at its use. If Wayne can live with Pimpin', I can live with Mr. Testy. I enjoyed the Vegas Video Network's Living in Las Vegas episodes. Look forward to the Raiders in Vegas. And as a retiree, look forward to living in Las Vegas. God bless. From Andy from New Hampshire, who put in his last name and I couldn't begin to pronounce it. As Schulman. It wasn't that hard. Scott, I was saddened to learn that Brett passed. I read a quote from somewhere about stars that are so far away that we still see their light for thousands of years after the star stops burning. The point of the quote was that a person's light lives on even after he is gone. I never knew Brett, except as a listener and occasional viewer of your podcast. But the episode in which Brett talked about his illness will stay with me. I didn't expect to find inspiration from what is usually a lighthearted podcast, but I don't think Brett knew how inspiring he was. Until I heard this sad news, I thought it was just a matter of time, of weeks, before Brett returned. Condolences for your loss of a good friend. I wish you the best, and I wish his family as well. Next up, a video tribute from Pops.
Hey, it's Pops from Jacksonville, Florida. My family and I would like to send our condolences to Brett's family and all his friends. Tonight, we're here to celebrate Brett. Just last week in my video, I was waving around my Gajazzathon CD and bragging about it being specially autographed. I neglected to mention that it was specially autographed by Scott and Brett. I believe it's the only one they've ever signed together, and I will be now returning that to Scott so he can find a safe place to display it and everybody can share it. I've got a real quick story and a couple of favorite clips I'd like to share. The very first email I ever sent to the Living in Las Vegas podcast was also the very first night I was ever in the live chat. Brett got the email, and this is how it started.
Hey guys!
And after about 10 brutal though hilarious minutes of going back and forth between Brett and Scott, this is how it ended.
You are
Donka Shane. Darling Donka Shane. That was the longest email.
So he's
Pops, how long did it take you to write that? 4 or 5 drunken session?
After being set up as being the crazy old man, I realized they weren't laughing at me, they were laughing with me, which caused me to come back time after time after time, bringing the crazy and having fun. The whole D's Nuts thing that we started tagging on the ends of our video started as a joke and began a kind of a running bet around here to see how many times we could run it before Scott started cutting it off the end or just said, you know, enough with the D's Nuts. And it was actually something that Brett said after about the 4th or 5th time that we ran it. We thought there was no way they're going to let us run that again. And Brett said something to let us know that they had heard it, understood it, and knew that we were running a gag and were just going to let it run. So the D's Nuts thing has had a long run, and it's all been because of Brett. Here's a couple of my favorite clips of Brett, including an improv that's one of the greatest things that I've ever seen. Don't be offended, Scott, but I'm going to say ever seen on television, because I've never seen anybody just this quick on their feet. Here's Brett Cramp on A Happier Day. We miss him.
The most talented person on that side of the room. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett Cramp, everybody.
It's me! There's nobody else here, thank God. Hey, it's great to be back. This goes right into my wheelhouse, quite frankly. I'm all about ad-libbing. I'm all about being put on the spot and being able to either dig a really big hole or climb myself out of one.
You want Brett, obviously Brett, not me. So Baltimore, on fire, bad stuff. Could that happen in Las Vegas?
No. Well, it could, but for about an hour. And then the Metro Police would say, are you fucking kidding me? Okay, try and shut down Las Vegas Boulevard. Try and throw a rock at a cop in Las Vegas. Not happening. They would get on the bullhorn and they say, you got 3 choices. Number 1, get the fuck out of here. Number 2, hop in the paddy wagon. Number 3, we beat your ass. That's it. You're done, right?
Okay.
We have a jail with lots of cells. Not afraid to fill them up. Sincerely, the sheriff.
You want Brett, obviously Brett, not me. He's Brett Grant.
Yes, I am.
You know what he is?
apparently he's the steadiest man you're ever going to meet,
which arguably is probably true. Thanks everybody for playing along. We'll see you guys next week.
Good night, everybody.
Nicely done, Pops. I was actually going to use that same clip about the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. I'm glad that you included it. Next up, emails from Michael Snow. Michael writes, I'm just some guy from Chicago who was planning a trip to Las Vegas in November of 2015. I was searching for some tips that might be helpful for the trip. I found Living in Las Vegas in October, and 1 year later, I still tune in every Tuesday. Scott and Brett were my introduction host to the show. I found them both to be funny, informative, and entertaining. That is why, even after my trip, I continued to watch them every week. When Brett got sick and had to miss the show, Scott was a great solo host, but I was missing Brett's witty banter. I am deeply saddened by the loss of Brett, and my prayers go out to his family. The fact that some guy from Chicago who never met Brett but enjoyed watching him on a weekly podcast feels the loss and sadness shows the true character that Brett was. It's strange how one man's life touches so many others. That's a quote from It's a Wonderful Life. From Brian. So sorry to hear this very sad news. I listened to several Living in Las Vegas podcasts with Brett as co-host, and I must say that he made the program both lively and humorous with his very short stories. It's real quick stories. He will be sorely missed, and I will be praying for his family. Brian. We had Anthony Padilla from The Odds Couple, and now Scott Pritchard.
My buddy Brett Grant was a great man. My name is Scott Pritchard, and I would co-host the sports betting information show on Vegas Video Network called The Odds Couple with Brett on a day-in, day-out basis. Brett and I would have so much fun laughing, talking sports, talking about life. Brett was always up. He was always positive. He would never, ever complain, no matter what the circumstances was. I love the guy. I respect the guy. I can tell you personally that Brett loved his family. He loved God. And he loved his beloved St. Louis Cardinals. Are you kidding me? The Cardinals? Brett, it's January. Baseball season doesn't start for another 4 months. Enough about the Cardinals already. One of my favorite memories was listening to Brett talk about how excited he was about taking a couple of family members on a cross-country journey to check out every Major League Baseball park in the United States. Brett, his spirit lives, his legacy lives. Through his family.
By the way, I want to thank Scott for he was in the Amazon. He was using a bike made of wood, pedaling as fast as he could to power up the phone. It was a flip phone, first time they ever was able to do video, so that was much more difficult than it looks. All right, a couple more from Mike G from Wisconsin. We lost a great man. I was very sad to hear of the passing of Brett Grant. We lost a great man. I thank him for the many hours of entertainment he provided me. He will be missed. My prayers are with his family and you while you deal with this terrible loss. And then finally, thank you, Brett, for your wonderful humor, real quick stories, and your amazing perspective, on life. We will miss you. And only time I'm ever going to say this, go Cardinals. God bless you. Rest in peace. That's from Monica Fagan Binky. So that's it, folks. This is to my friend Brett Grant, a braver man I will never know. The world is a worse place without you, my friend. God bless you. And I'll ask everybody who's in the live chat, everybody who's listening or watching, to have a drink with me as I toast my friend, Brett Grant. Cheers, brother.